And I guess first, can you just kind of talk about, you know, getting ready for the big game and the rivalry that's built over the last couple of years and recent years with the Ravens?
Definitely. You know, I think this is an exciting game for us as a team. You know, obviously to have this opportunity, no matter who we're playing against, we'd be excited about. But we know that we're playing against a great football team with some, you know, great players, some Hall of Fame caliber players and some great coaches. And, you know, it's going to be a very competitive, tough football game. So we're excited about the challenge. You know, we've been working hard this week, and we're going to continue to prepare hard these next few days. And, you know, hopefully things go well for us on Sunday.
What kind of week has it been for you and the special teams unit, Matt, after what happened Sunday?
You know, we've put that behind us. You know, once we got in here and watched the tape, you know, we understand we didn't perform the way we wanted to, but, you know, we are fortunate enough to have an opportunity to go out and get that fixed. So there's no time to hang our head now, getting ready to go against arguably the best return in the league after the year he had this year and, you know, a good special teams unit all around. So, you know, we've been working hard to correct the issues that we had, and hopefully – we've got them fixed, and we can go out and perform well on Sunday.
What makes Jacoby Jones a good returner?
Well, obviously his speed. You know, he's got tremendous speed, but Jacoby's actually a taller, bigger guy for a returner. So he breaks a lot of tackles. You know, he has a great feel for their scheme and what they're trying to do, and he runs hard. There's no hesitation. When he sees something, he goes, and he's very aggressive. You know, he takes chances, but they pay off. And so, you know, he does a lot of things well. He handles things well, handles situations great. You know, we'll have our hands full trying to cover him.
How can you kind of simulate his presence in practice?
Well, the guys have been working hard all week to kind of give us a look at him. But I think a guy like that, he's so unique that it's hard to really – know what it's going to be like until we get in the game. We watched a ton of film on him, and the guys on the scout team have done a good job, you know, of giving us a good look. But like I said, Jacoby, his skill set is really unique. I don't really think there's a return in the league with his physical presence because he is such a big guy and the speed that he has. So it's, you know, it's tough to simulate, but hopefully we're getting a good look at it in practice and we'll be ready on Sunday.
Ninkovic recovered that onside kick the other day. Does he get them all in practice too? I mean, it seems like whenever there's a loose ball, he gets it. Is it? Are you amazed sometimes?
It sure does seem that way, doesn't it? Yeah, that whenever there's a ball out or a big play needed, he's on the spot. But, you know, in that situation with the onside kick, you know, that ball can be kicked anywhere. It can be kicked right, left, down the middle. So all those guys have to be aware. And obviously Rob always does a tremendous job. Whatever, you know, situation he's on the field and he's – seems to be Johnny on the spot, so he did a good job of being aware and getting on that ball. That was a big play for us.
Matthew, you know, Rob's not a captain. Obviously, you are a captain, but how much leadership does Rob provide in the locker room?
A tremendous amount. I mean, Rob has a lot of experience with this football team. He's played in big games. He's helped us win big games. And he's one of those guys that you can rely on day in and day out. You know he's going to come, you know, give great effort in practice. He's going to be accountable to his teammates, and he's going to do his job come Sunday. And you really can't ask for much more from a guy as a teammate. So, you know, having a guy like that on our team is a big plus for us.
Do you ever get the sense, Matt, that other teams are jealous of your success as a franchise? You ever, either on the field, off the field, talking to guys?
You know, I would imagine that could be a possibility. You know, I've been fortunate enough to spend my whole career here, so I don't know what it's like looking from the outside in. But, you know, as a fan of sports, I guess sometimes, you know, like a team that has a lot of success, you kind of want to see the underdog, you know, win, so to speak. So that could be a possibility. You know, I don't get the feel when we're playing against teams. Teams don't fear us. Teams don't play scared against us. They want to beat us. So I don't know if there's any jealousy or anything like that going on. Yes.
So I think you played 1 year with Mike Vrabel.
I did.
Any similarities between Vrabel and Ninkovic?
You know, it's really tough to make that comparison. Mike was such a great player, and You know, he was a rare guy. He was a rare guy. If there's one thing that I will say is the same about those guys, it's the way they respect the game of football and they play the game. They played, you know, obviously Mr. Vrabel, I'll say, played the game the way you want it to be played, and Rob does the same thing. So that's really the only comparison I'll really get into, is the way they respected the game. You can appreciate that from both those guys.
Mr. Vrabel, is that what he made you calm that year?
Well, no, that's not what he made me calm, but, you know, I got a tremendous amount of respect for him as a football player, and, you know, had a blast playing with him the 1 year that I did.
Beard doesn't remind you of beards, different beards.
Beards are a little different. Rob's beard is a little thicker. Okay. A little thicker beard on Rob.
Thank you, man.
All right, thanks, guys. All right.